ready for this, but it was ready for me. Alright, this was meant to be. I read about this in a book somewhere, and I hope I get this right. A couple drops of 93 octane.
That was Yaru, Turbo Knight, and System Glitch, also known as the Glam Boys, with Let's Get Wild featuring Demi K on guitar. Of course, can't do it without Demi. My name is Karin Zoe Lee. You're listening to Night Ride FM. And of course, I know you just heard from me on Tuesday, but tonight I have a special guest for you guys. See, Ace Buchanan just put out an album called Eye of the Storm, and I'm going to bring him on later. We're going to talk about it. In the meantime, I've got some singles that you need to hear. A couple premieres. This next one is not. I played this for you last time, but I absolutely love it. This is Ollie Ride with his new single, Juliet.
Try to shoot you down. I've packed my bags.
That was Ollie Ride with Juliet. Oh, Julian is in the chat room. He's convinced the song is about him. Sorry. I don't know if it is. I could ask him. He might argue with me. I think he has a girlfriend that might argue with me. Who wants to follow that act? Oh, let's see. You know what? I've got a new one from a new artist. Strike Eagle released one song called It's Always Been You, and I played it a few times. God, I think just the other day I was begging for something new, and he finally came through, and he got this single to me just today. This is Strike Eagle with Walk My Way. Strike Eagle with Walk My Way. Wow. According to the chat room, the general consensus is we love it. Well done, Strike Eagle. Also, he's opened up the merch shop, and right now all he's got are patches at the moment, but they're not going to last. So go to Strike Eagle's Bandcamp page. I'm pretty sure someone's going to share the link in the chat room. If not, I will. And pick up one of those cool patches. They've got his logo and an embroidered eagle on it. Very artistic. Okay, I've got one more premiere for you before we bring my guest on. Megatronics. Last year, we got Power Wave. Now we've finally got something new. And of course, they take their time with it because they're professionals, they're perfectionists. It's going to be good. And we finally got something new. Here's Megatronics with Notorious. We'll be right back. That was Megatronics with Notorious. Holy crap. I mean, they did this to me before, but yeah, every time it's new, it happens all over again. Jeez, still shaking those damn goosebumps. Power Rob, damn, that range. And Dark Rob, I believe Dark Rob is still in the chat. He is the shredder on this project. Megatronics, my goodness. And if you haven't heard Power Wave yet, go find it. If you have, this single will be out and available on all platforms tomorrow. And you heard it here first on Night Ride FM. I'm here with my special guest, Ace Buchanan. Hi, Ace.
Hi.
Hi. So you just came out with a new album, Eye of the Storm. And I got to say, I love it already. I loved it before it came out because all the singles.
Yeah, well, thanks. Finally, actually, I played some of the songs live like 1 year before the release, so I took my time with it.
Really? Which songs?
Actually, I had the No One's Watching already like last year's April or something.
So I've been meaning to ask, who does the saxophone work on your songs?
On that one, it's the same as in Forbidden Dream, which is actually synth. It's something called sensual sax, and it's simulating a real saxophone. So I have to kind of tweak it a lot to make it sound natural.
Oh, well, to me it does. I mean, I don't have a very trained ear when it comes to detecting.
Yeah, well, people who make synthwave know that out of the box, it sounds really bad.
Well, like a MIDI saxophone or something?
Yeah, kind of. You have to make some kind of small slides there and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it fooled me. Like, who is that? And I'm looking in the credits, like, I can't find anybody listed except for the singers.
Yeah, actually, two people asked me who plays the saxophone there. So.
You could just leave it simple. Me, I did that.
Yeah, I should. Like,
I didn't know you played saxophone. Just don't say anything. How many times have I played Come Alive on Night Ride FM already? I swear this is my most played song.
Five or something.
Are you keeping track?
Yeah, of course.
I mention it every time.
I take notes.
That Come Alive. So was that the first single that you released from this one?
Actually, the Mizukage prototype was the first one.
Okay. No, I like that one too.
Or wait. Never Surrender. Those were kind of...
Oh, that's right. Because that went on that compilation. I bought a compilation that was on. And I didn't realize that it was going to be on your new album.
Yeah. It's on some compilations. And well, the thing is that one of the ideas for this album was that those singles took so much time, effort, and money to make. And when they're not on albums, they kind of go under the radar, you know. So I wanted to give them a new kind of context, sort of a second wave. And some people have heard them for the first time now. So I think for a new listener, it's great that they get to hear all those singles in one album.
Well, I've definitely, at one time or another, have played the three collabs, and the right before Bandcamp Day, I played a Bright Cycle. I was hoping people would jump on that on Bandcamp Day, Friday. But it being the fourth one, people are losing steam.
Yeah.
Anna Moore, how did you find her?
Yeah, well, I was looking for a vocalist for that song in the synthwave community. But then I thought, like, why wouldn't I look somewhere else as well? Like, there are these services where you can hear, it wasn't Fiverr, it was something similar. But you can kind of listen to the samples, and if something sounds good, you can send them a message, and they will record a short demo for your track. Oh, and nice. When I sent Anna that, like, 15 seconds or something of the chorus, already the first clip she sent me was, like, perfect, like, so good.
So who wrote the lyrics and the melody?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics and melody for that track.
Is that true for the other collabs, like Primo and Griff?
On every track except the Primo track.
You did the lyrics and the melody?
On every other track except Secret.
Awesome. Okay.
So Primo wrote the lyrics and I think most of the melodies. I think I had like the beginning of the verse, but that's all I had. And Primo also produced some of the backgrounds.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing, like not just singing.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a great songwriter. I like her solo stuff too. I was excited to see the collaboration. She's doing a lot more of that lately. She's a really good singer. I'm glad to see you doing collabs too, because I think adding these vocals, these different types of vocals, you don't have the same singer across the board like on Some other artists will do that. They'll keep the same singer for every song.
Yeah.
Like Moonrunner 83 had Megan McDuffie for all but, I think, two or three songs on his album. And a lot of yours are instrumental, which, you know, we like about Ace Buchanan, because your music stands alone just fine, too.
Yeah, well, I like to make a different type of tracks. Like Never Surrender is kind of AOR, kind of rock type of stuff. So obviously it needs a different kind of vocalist than Come Alive or Timelines or Secret. So I think a song needs the right vocalist.
Yeah, I agree. And these ones nail it for sure. I love that.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I know my listeners have heard this a million times, but I'm going to play it again. Can we hear Come Alive featuring Anna Moore?
We'll be right back.
That was Ace Buchanan with Come Alive featuring Anna Moore. And if you haven't heard that on my show, you haven't been listening. So that was amazing, by the way. That might be my favorite. I don't know if artists like me playing favorites with their tracks on their albums, but I do.
Well, that's my favorite of all of my tracks, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Anna really is the icing on that cake, but even just the music on its own, it's a perfect song. I don't hear that very often.
Yeah, I can retire after that song.
I hope you don't.
Well, I won't. I'm actually already starting. I started working on the next EP today, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it will be like 4 or 5 tracks of cyberpunk.
Cool.
Kind of darker stuff, like cyberpunk